everything is evaluated. The players knew that. And, you know, I think we got a lot accomplished. That's what I just talked to him about there, about the opportunity that presented itself with the rookie minicamp. And, you know, you could feel that they were really appreciative about it. But I can't say enough about the guys, the tryout guys that came in and competed. We'll see. We're going to meet with them right after this. You know, and a lot of them, we'll see what happens. We got a list now of guys in case we have something that they have a chance to step up. We got a good evaluation of them. And we'll see what happens as far as, you know, the next couple days for them. But overall, really pleased. Generally appreciate the fans. Great turnout by our fans. I know a lot of things are going on in the city right now. But for our fans, you know, they always show up and they support these guys. I know the team appreciated it, too. So other than that, I know it wasn't perfect, everything, as far as some of the drill work and the team sessions. But, like I said, overall, a lot accomplished.
You talked about Yeldon yesterday. Did anybody today sort of stand out?
Yeah, Yeldon did again. You know, he did a nice job. You know, some of the runs that he had. I thought, you know, to come out the second day like this and practice, the intensity sometimes slows up. But the guys did a good job. But, yeah, Neil did a nice job again. His receiver, Rashad Green, did a good job. Sample is a guy that I really noticed today, just as far as picking things up real quick and some of the movement skills that we're looking for. You know, AJ did a nice job until we see, you know, in pads.
When you looked at yesterday's session, did it 57, 45, or 44 do anything? The guys that you signed, undrafted free agents at linebacker?
Yeah, there's a couple. The Williams kid did some nice things, you know, at linebacker. You know, so until we get a chance to evaluate the second tape, because sometimes guys don't show up the first day, but you start to see them pick up this day, and vice versa. So we're looking for consistency out of them. We got a few names that we're looking at to see, but we'll keep that in-house.
Sample, he said he was a bit surprised when he got here, found out, hey, I'm going to work at free safety. How's the adjustment gone for him?
It's good. The thing I think he anticipates is that maybe as a safety spot, when he was first picturing it, he was never down in the box, where our free safety does come down in the box. So he has to really have the ability to play down and back. So very similar in some traits to a strong safety. But he has that range that we're looking for as well.
Looks like you had him doing a couple of different things today. Is that the plan with Sample, or do you think as you move on it'll be one specific thing?
Well, as far as coming down and back, yeah, we did, Rick. We did. We did have him come down a little bit more today just to see him. Yesterday he was down more on the perimeter. Today he was more down in the box. So we try to get evaluation of him in all the spots that we're looking at having play.
Do the scouts kind of tell you with guys like Armbrister that, hey, we like him as a Mike, and do you have the input on that?
Yeah, we do. You know, they come to us and say, hey, here's his skill set and how he looks. But very fast for a linebacker skill set. I think what shocked us a little bit about him was his lateral movement, maybe a little bit better than we thought.
Two of those three guys had some safety experience in college. Do you kind of look for that?
Well, at certain positions, like the Will linebacker spot, because it requires a little bit movement, skill and movement, like a Talvin. So that athleticism does him well.
It's going to be tough for young guys to crack this group of receivers, isn't it? Because of the guys coming back last year and drafted Sterling and,
right,
you know, and Green.
I really like just seeing our receiver group now and seeing the competitiveness. Allen Robinson hasn't practiced yet with them. But now you add in these couple guys, it's really competitive now, really competitive. And you're seeing guys raise each other up. And it's going to be tough. There's some battles going on there. But, you know, I think the guys that will rise will really the ones that it's about them and how they're rising, you know, and the cream will come to the top.
You said earlier Ace had been impressive.
This is the best I've seen Ace. Now, granted, it's a phase two workout, but just running and things like that. But it's the consistency of every rep is really showing up. And it was from the first day. You know, he's really stacked up some good days. Really, we've really took notice of him as a staff.
How much did the new coaches get out of this camp? Do you think they gained something from...
That's a great point. I think for them to understand our tempo, the practice setup from drill to drill, you know, the music and how it fits in and what we're trying to accomplish, I think it's been great for them as well.